Portsmouth, 400 years in the making. They have a big, big celebration coming up. And Bank of America, one of our great partners and sponsors, is a big part of that. And people may not know this, but Bank of America, big part of the show, big sponsor, great partnership with Good Morning New Hampshire for years now. They do a lot in the community. They do a lot for small businesses. They do a lot for, like, for example, the Portsmouth 400th. But in our New Hampshire, they're home to some of the top executives in the company. I mean, Brian Grip on the public affairs side has been here. Ken Sheldon is the local market president. Some of the folks, David Tyree, is originally from Bedford, New Hampshire. Their retail marketing chief, one of their media relations folks, is from Portsmouth. So it's a great connection. And Bank of America, we're talking, as John Hamm said in The Town, the FBI movie, is a global organization when he was talking about that with the great scene in that movie. But anyway, Ken Sheldon is the local market president, talking about some of the history here in our local market. Ken, thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How have you been?
I've been great, Jack. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you're right out there. You know, there's not a community cause on the veteran side, community side, small business side. You've been how long have you now been with Bank of America, Ken?
In a week, it'll be 33 years.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's been a great ride. I've been blessed to have a great career here.
Well, you've been a great leader, and you appreciate the local stuff. How important is New Hampshire and Maine and the local stuff to you and the bank? You're a big organization, but you do so much. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to your show a little bit earlier, and you talk about living with a purpose, and you know, it's not just about the dollars and cents. And I'm really proud of this company and my teammates here in New Hampshire about what we're able to bring to New Hampshire through the power of our organization. And, you know, this past year, we've donated and sponsored over $1 million worth of things, for mostly for nonprofits, including the Portsmouth 400, which you talked about. We're the Lightkeeper sponsor there. And so we continue to do a lot of things here that make us proud as a team to work here and to live here. And that continues to this day. And, like you said, it's the purpose that brings you into work every day, makes you passionate about what you do. And helping small businesses, helping our clients is one part of it, but helping the communities and doing some of the nonprofit and volunteer work that we do. We did over 4,600 hours in 2022, and that's about average for us, a little bit higher than our normal, but we get our people out there to put the hours in with the nonprofits as well.
And you know, small business, I don't think people realize the relationship and the loans that you make, and it's so important. Talk a little bit about that and the support of small business here locally.
Yeah, great point, Jack. We've continued to add people to serve the market on the small business side. You know, a lot of our back shop, in order to create efficiencies, is centralized, but we've got people on the street that are out there looking every day to make loans or give them access to international markets or to do other things that helps them grow their business. One of the specialties that we have is a practice solutions for dentists, doctors, and veterinarians, and we've had terrific success there. We have a big market share on that side of the business, and we'll do some things, including funding startups, somebody that a younger partner that wants to buy out the older partner. We tend to understand that market, understand the impact of the student debt on some of these young folks coming out of medical school. So we've had a ton of success in that area, so we're promoting that as well.
Tell us a little bit about, I'm very familiar with the history of Portsmouth, but that's a big, and a lot of people don't know. I know you know this, Ken Sheldon, local market president, Bank of America, on our Bank of America segment with your expertise. But you don't know this part, but my listeners know, I grew up north of Boston, and I thought the history in Salem and Marblehead and that Beverly in the North Shore area was pretty rich in American history in terms of the formation of our country and the Navy and things like that. But I got to tell you, Portsmouth, you look at what happened in the fort at Newcastle before 1776, 1774, the raid of the British fort. You look at some of the history there, some of the homes still standing in the south end or section of the city that, you know, whether they were shipbuilders or whatever, that, you know, that almost 300 years old. There's a lot of history here. 400 years. Tell us about the bank's support and the celebration of Portsmouth's history.
Yeah, it actually started back in 2018. We were approached by Sean Mahoney and Susan Labrie, and I was really excited about the idea of of supporting it. You know, we started funding back then to get them up on their feet, to create the organization that has come together to create this year-long calendar of events that are coming up this year. And so I saw it as an opportunity for us to be out in front on it, to have our name associated with a great historic moment. You know, Portsmouth has not always been what it is today, and so they are trying to bring out that history and make everybody aware of some of the history. It wasn't always just a place where people like to go and eat and go to a pub and all of that type of activity. It's really had a rich history, and that's what they're going to bring out in this. And you'll see as the year goes along a bunch of these events. One of the things that I've been working a little bit with Phil Taub on is some kind of a military based event with either the Green Berets or the Navy SEALs. You know, as you know, Jack, the Navy SEALs are in the state on in July. Mm-hmm. We're trying to coordinate them to get out to Portsmouth. There's going to be an air show with the Thunderbirds in early September. Keep an eye out for that. And we'll have our team out there volunteering for those efforts. So
awesome.
A lot of exciting things going on this year.
And partners, you mentioned Swim of the Mission, so many others. You've supported the Veterans Count stuff I've done through Easter SEALs, the community stuff. It's really an important part of it. Well, Ken, great, great stuff. Good team. I'm glad the mission is proceeding and the vision is very clear. And it's about...
Jack,
go ahead.
Jack, if I could just put in one last plug for an upcoming event in March for the Waypoint. We've got the Sleep Out. As you know, homelessness is a huge issue here mm-hmm. in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And, you know, what we've done over the last 7 or 8 years is gone outside to sleep overnight to raise awareness and raise money for youth homeless. And these are teens typically that are thrown out onto the streets and don't have a place to go or they're couch surfing. And so, you know, for your listeners, just putting in a plug to help support that.
They're very important, and the homelessness is a big problem. So, Ken Sheldon, thank you so much. Bank of America, one of their local leaders, leading the way. Thanks, Ken.